Let's look on the next page. Not only is there changes in the Book of Mormon, there's historical and doctrinal changes in the Book of Mormon. Very quickly, let me give you the background on this. What we're looking at on this page talks about a dark-skinned people. Remember I told you in the Book of Mormon, there's others in the Book of Mormon, but the majority of the Book of Mormon talks about the two tribes of people called the Nephites and the Lamanites. The Nephites were basically the good guys, the Lamanites were the bad guys. You could tell a Lamanite from a Nephite by skin color. The Mormon Church, and you might remember this from our lecture on Mormon doctrine, the Mormon Church has had a history of racism. From the days of Joseph Smith, even up till very recently, until a little over 20 years ago, black Mormon men could not hold the Mormon priesthood, they could not receive their endowments, they could not go into the temple. The Mormon Church taught that dark-skinned people had received a curse of not being able to hold the priesthood because of their disobedience or lack of valor in the pre-existence before they came to this earth. Remember that? However, in 1978, there was a new revelation. And from 1978 forward, even black Mormon men can now hold the Mormon priesthood and have all the benefits of the priesthood and the membership. Now, the problem is, the Book of Mormon recounts a similar problem concerning skin color. The Lamanites, back in chapter 5, verse 21 of this same book, the book of 2 Nephi, chapter 5, verse 21, because of their wickedness, because of their sinfulness, they were given a skin that was, quote, dark and loathsome. However, there's a promise given to these dark-skinned sinners. Page 18 of the manual. We're looking now at 2 Nephi chapter 30, verse 6. It says this, "And then they shall rejoice, for they shall know that it is a blessing to them from the hand of God, and their scales of darkness shall begin to fall from their eyes, and many generations shall not pass away among them, save there shall be a white and a delightsome people." Now, what happens to the dark-skinned Lamanites if they repent? What eventually happens to them? They become what? White and delightsome. I bet they could hardly wait. Well, that is what the original Book of Mormon said. Now, it's important to make a note here. You're looking here at the 1974 edition. The left-hand side of your page is the 1974 edition. The 1830 edition and every modern edition of the Book of Mormon all the way up until 1974 read the same way. However, between 1974, shortly after that, what happened? What new doctrine came along? The black Mormons received the priesthood in 1978, just 4 years later, after this edition of the Book of Mormon. Now, the problem is, the dark skin was never the curse. The dark skin was simply the mark of the curse. The curse was not being able to hold the priesthood. If the curse is gone, shouldn't the mark of the curse be gone? Doesn't the Book of Mormon teach that many generations will not pass away when you repent and you'll become what? White and delightsome. Guess how many black Mormon men and women were becoming white? So in the very next edition of the Book of Mormon, the 1981 edition, they changed this verse. This is recent. This has just happened. The 1981 edition says this, same chapter, same verse, "And many generations shall not pass away among them, save they should be a pure and a delightsome people." What's changed? Yeah, now they didn't turn white after all, or did they? Now, see, this is both a doctrinal and a historical change. I would like to know, did they turn white or not? Now, sometimes Mormons will say, well, white and pure mean the same thing. If it means the same thing, why change it? And white, pure gold isn't white gold. White and pure is not necessarily synonymous. It can mean something different. And the same could be said about the king. If the king hadn't died, if that's not why they changed it, why did they change it? The truth of the matter is, obviously they have changed it when they promised. Remember in the tract, except for a few grammatical changes, there must be no changes in the text.